Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, of all the wineries in Maryland, I perhaps have the most, I guess, emotional attachment to Old Westminster because I discovered them right at the very beginning. And I was so impressed by these three young kids who were turning out just incredible wine. And they keep doing it. They really do. They're very ingenious, very creative. And you had a chance to become more familiar with them.
I did, and it was a real treat for me because, unlike you, I didn't have great familiarity with them. You know, it's sort of interesting. Old Westminster is not actually that old. It was started in 2011 in rural Carroll County. It's a family operation run by three siblings, the Bakers, Drew, Lisa, and Ashley. And from everything I'm seeing, they're doing a pretty great job with both quality and innovation. And the innovation is kind of interesting. In addition to buying their wines for home consumption, they also offer wood-fired pizzas, event space, and, of course, wine flights for those who make the trip to the facility. But be aware, you should book in advance. I tried four products and was very happy with them all. So,
okay.
First was a wine called Salt. This is from the 2022 vintage. It's 75% Grüner Veltliner, 15% Chardonnay, and 10% Albarino. Now, that is a different blend.
Yeah.
The wine is fermented with spontaneous yeast, aged sur lee, and seems almost a little bit rustic in its approach.
Oh, yeah.
The aromas are of pear, citrus, and apricot with a nice mouthful of rounded green apple and melon flavors. Good crisp acidity delivers a little tang in the finish, and it's $25.99.
Right, and that's kind of a really nice everyday white.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Next was the 2022 Albarino. This is 100% Maryland grapes, and I think they may have been the very first to produce Albarino in Maryland, but if I'm wrong, I'm not wrong by much.
No.
Which is a wine that, as we all know, originated in the Rías Baixas region in Spain and Vino Verde in Portugal. Anyway, spontaneous fermentation again. Stainless steel aging delivers a wine that bears a resemblance to its Spanish forebears, but it's a different experience because it's a little more full-bodied and richer.
Yeah.
Bright straw in color, aromas of lime and grapefruit over a citrus and mineral palate and a very nice, crisp finish. This is a little more full-bodied than the Spanish version, as I mentioned. The website says pair with oysters, and I believe they've kind of nailed it. I think that would be perfect, having raw oysters with this wine. $25.99 again. So.
Yeah, I've had that wine, and it's much fuller than a standard Albarino.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yep. And then I had two reds. One is called Rev, I likened to Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Rev, it's the ninth edition, and this is a non-vintage red blend of Cab Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Chambourcin, and Petit Verdot. It's aged for up to 30 months in French oak barrels. This is a big, juicy wine. Deep purple aromas of black fruit and dark cocoa, hints of lavender over well-rounded berry flavors, and a note of pomegranate. Very cool stuff. I think this would do well with game or maybe even a pork roast.
Mm-hmm.
$28.99, and I think totally worth it. Now,
that's a good price for that.
Red wine in a can. Yeah, I know, wine in a can. They have several wines in cans. This is called Carbonic. It's 100% Maryland-grown Cab Franc. Has a little bit of fizz. I would chill before you drink it. Here's your perfect tailgate or pizza wine. $9.99 a can. Old Westminster is doing some really cool stuff, a bit off the beaten path, but definitely cool stuff. I'm going to take the time to go out and visit. So that's what I got. And I don't have a wine of the week this week because they were all good.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.